with troops training in what North Korea says is a state of war. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Pyongyang can still end international isolation over its nuclear program. And once again, China is the key.
They can come back to the table and join all of those other countries, including their nearest neighbor and partner, China, which has such an important role to play and which has always maintained a closer relationship to the North than any other country.
China's new leaders appear to share the U.S. approach.
We want reconciliation, not tension. We want dialogue, not confrontation. Conflict on the Korean Peninsula is not in the interest of any party. China is committed to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula and Northeast Asia.
So what would Washington like to see from Beijing? Alexandra Monsorov is a visiting scholar at Johns Hopkins University.
If China continues to engage North Korea as its largest trading partner, largest investment partner, then we could expect them to promote good governance, more economically efficient and effective policies, and better social policies in Pyongyang.
That would change North Korea from the inside.
In the end, instead of putting pressure on North Korea, they would help the international community to effect change inside North Korea, economic change, social change, which hopefully one day will bring to surface new political forces which could initiate some political change.
Monsorov says the key is how much influence Chinese President Xi Jinping has in North Korea. Heritage Foundation analyst Bruce Klingner says not much.
They have less influence than many would expect them to have, and they're unwilling to use what influence they do have. They've really shown themselves to be part of the problem more than the solution.
He says that's because of Chinese investments in North Korea.
They should be enforcing the UN Security Council resolutions and the sanctions against not only North Korea but all member nations that are in violation. That includes their own banks and businesses, which we know are complicit in North Korean proliferation.
The Obama administration believes China is committed to applying UN sanctions.
Our understanding is that they're looking internally at what their own regulations require vis-a-vis UN Security Council Resolution 2094. That's the most recent one that requires implementation. It's up to, as you know, each government to look at its own national legislation and regulations and ensure it's in full compliance.
On his Asia trip, Secretary Kerry will visit South Korea, which is monitoring activity around North Korean nuclear test sites, and Japan, which is rolling out Patriot surface-to-air missile defenses at three bases, including one just outside Tokyo. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.